I had just gotten into bed with my husband, Bill. I was feeling horny, as usual, and we had just started to touch each other's fun bits when I heard laughter coming from our children's bedroom. My son David and his sister Jenny share a room. I thought he and his sister were asleep, but oh no, something was going on, so Bill and I stopped fooling around and listened. There was giggling and moans, along with a lot of muffled talk that we couldn't hear properly, so we snuck down the hall to their room. I was surprised they were still awake and talking, so hubby and I simply walked in unannounced. We were totally shocked. There they were on his bed, both totally naked, and our daughter was sucking our son's cock. "Oh, shit," my son David said as he tried to get underneath the blankets to hide his nakedness. Our daughter Jenny tried to do the same thing, but in the opposite direction, both of them pulling the blankets every which way, but their actions only exposed more of their young, nubile bodies to our eyes. My husband yelled out, "What's going on here?" "Yep. He's not the smartest guy in the world. Our daughter gets caught sucking our son's cock, and my husband wants to know what's going on. Jeez," Jenny explained. "We were just playing, Mommy." And I said, "Uh-huh, more like foreplaying, if you ask me." But hubby missed my pun, as usual. I wanted to be upset and angry with the kids, but I couldn't because I suddenly recalled my own very early sex life. You see, I was a slut when I was just a kid myself. I fucked my brothers, and when my dad found out, I fucked him as well. I mean, why not? I loved hard cocks, and dad's was a beauty. But that's another story for another time, just like my sister's story is. But I digress. As I stood there in the doorway, I couldn't help myself. I was looking at my son's cock. It was soft now, but shining with Jenny's saliva, and it was big, really big for a boy his age. I never thought a young teenage boy's cock could be that big. I mean, I know they grow bigger as they get older, but David's prick was already man size. I felt a tingle in my cunt looking at my son's big dick, and I looked over at hubby to see what he thought we should do, but he was transfixed, staring at our daughter's small tits and sweet cunt. I thought, no good asking a guy for advice when his mind is on cunt and his hand is on his dick. So I took control, which turned out to be more cunt-trol than control. I was thinking with my cunt when I asked Jenny, "How long have you been having sex?" And she said, "Only a couple of weeks of actually fucking, Mommy. But we've been fingering and sucking for 6 months now." Hubby said to our son,
"Why did you wait a whole 6 months before you two fucked?"
I thought a better question would have been, "Why are you fucking in the first place? Not why wait so long. Jeez." David said, "We tried to fuck, but we didn't know what to do until we found your porn stash, Dad, and we learned from that." "You watched porn?" I asked. And Jenny said, "Yes, Mommy. We watched a video called Family Fuckers." "Oh, that's a beauty," I blurted out without thinking. "Oops." "Please don't be angry," Jenny said. "We were horny, and we didn't want to just fuck anyone, and Family Fuckers was a fun porno to watch."
"Hubby, or dumbass as I call him," said to Jenny, "did you like the part where the father fucks the daughter?"
Now you can see why I call him dumbass. Jenny looked a bit worried and shy answering her dad, but she nodded her head and said, "Dad, plus the part where everyone was fucking and sucking together was the best part." I didn't need to ask my son what part he enjoyed. I've seen him looking at me. I have big tits, and I'm in good shape for being a mother, and the nightie I was wearing showed off my body pretty well, not leaving much to the imagination. I have had my nightie for a long time, but the neckline is all stretched out from my hubby's hand, always creeping down the neck opening to play with my titties, and I have holes where my nipples are from hubby's biting through the fabric to try and suck them and make them hard, like they are now, and my son could see all of this. While David was looking at me and my big tits and nipples poking out through the holes, I was staring at my son's cock and thinking how big it was. He was just a teenager, after all, and imagining how it would feel in my cunt when hubby startled me out of my daydream and said,
"You kids don't need porn. Anything to do with sex, me and your mom could explain or show you."
And Jenny said, "But Daddy, you and Mommy have already told us all about the birds and the bees. We want to know about people fucking."
To which hubby replied, "Your mom and I can show both of you things that aren't in that porno film. We've been fucking for many years. We know a thing or two they don't show in porno films."
David looked excited and said to me,
"Mom, could you teach Jenny how to deep throat? That's something I would like to try."
Maybe hubby isn't such a dumbass after all. I kind of liked where the conversation was heading. If you know what I mean. I would very much like to suck on my son's big, hard, swollen cock, to feel it in my mouth, to taste his young juices flowing out of his slit. Bill said,
"Seeing as how we're all wide awake, I doubt sleep is what's on anyone's mind right now." He turned to me and said, "Let the lesson begin, honey."
So I sat on the bed next to my children and said to Jenny, "Watch what I do." And I took my son's now stiffening prick in my hand and licked the head and along the shaft. I dropped my nightie, and David was playing with my big, plump mommy tits and my now very hard nipples as I took his cock into my mouth. After licking all up and down his long, thick shaft, I took the head into my mouth and started to gently suck on his tip. Then I took more of it into my mouth, nursing on it. I loved my son's prick as I swirled my tongue all around his tip. Including sticking my tongue into his slit and sucking his juices out. Then I told him to grab onto my head and to push his swollen cock in and out of my mouth, to fuck my mouth. He was a fast learner, and in no time at all, he had his cock pushed all the way to the back of my mouth. But I needed something more. I needed to feel my son's cock in my throat. But the angle wasn't quite right where we were sitting on his bed. So I pulled his cock out of my mouth and told him to stroke his dick while I turned around and lay on my back with my head hanging down off the edge of the bed. Then I told my son to stand over my face and feed me his cock, that I wanted him to shove his big, thick, swollen cock into my mouth and I'd try and get it to go down my throat. Hubby told him to fuck my face slowly as I grabbed my son's ass and pulled his body closer and his big cock deeper into my mouth and then down into my throat. And then he started to fuck my throat. Mm. I couldn't breathe, so hubby told him to pull out every couple of minutes so I could get some air. Ow. Soon, he was fucking my throat like a pro, and like I hoped he'd soon be fucking my now wet and hungry cunt. Young and horny fucking, his mommy's face and me gagging. I loved that. Oh. Soon had him shooting his lung down my throat and me swallowing every precious drop before he pulled his prick out of his cock-sucking mother's throat. I said to Jenny, "Your turn to practice on your dad, but because you are learning, he won't face-fuck you as hard as your brother just face-fucked me." Bill was already stripped and ready to go, his big adult cock hard, when our daughter took him in her mouth like I demonstrated with her brother. I told her to use her tongue on the underside of his prick and to play with his balls while she sucked. Then I had her lay down on her back with her head hanging off the edge like I did when my son face-fucked me. She tried to deep-throat her daddy, but Bill has a big cock, and she had a hard time taking it down her throat. She gagged a lot, and this excited hubby. Bill once told me that one of the best feelings in the world for a man is to feel the head of his cock push through that narrow armature into a girl's throat. But Jenny was a petite girl, and she couldn't get her daddy's prick deep in her throat, no matter how much she tried. I could tell by all the gagging and choking sounds she made. But even though she might not get it this time, she vowed not to give up, to keep trying. Maybe next time. But if I know my daughter, she will definitely keep trying until she succeeds in taking your daddy's dick all the way down her throat. Watching how he fuck our daughter's mouth, Jenny struggling to take all of her daddy's big cock, and then seeing Bill grab Jenny's head and push and shove inch after inch of his big cock down her throat as much as he could, and then tell her he was going to come and she had to swallow every drop, and then to see him fuck her mouth really, really fast and tell her to get ready, here it comes, and to see Bill's ass clench and let go every time he sprinted a load of spunk down her throat, and to see Jenny's throat muscles move to swallow her daddy's jizz. Well, let me tell you, it had me horny. And I was finger-fucking my snatch when my son said to me, "Mom, can I taste you? You know, eat your cunt." "Can you? Of course you fucking can. I would love to feel your tongue on me, son." And I lay on my back with my legs spread wide, and I pulled his head towards my cunt. As my son started to lick my cunt, it was easy to see he was a novice. So my now brilliant husband said, "Always ask a woman what she wants and follow her instructions to the T. Your cock will thank you for it." And I told my son how to do it because my son had asked me. He said, tell me, Mom, please tell me how to eat your cunt. And so I told him, I like my fuckhole lit from my taint to my clit. Big wide strokes with a flat of your tongue sliding between my cunt lips. I like lots of spit on my gash and your tongue to push hard as you slide over Mommy's slit. Small circles around my clit. And then, when I tell you to suck hard on Mommy's clit, slip two fingers into my cunt and also press on my taint, because there's also something I like. And as you get more experienced, I also like a finger or two in Mommy's ass. But that's later. And then Bill chimed in his 2 cents worth.
Well, son, when you go down there, don't lick it like you're painting a fence. You gotta lick the alphabet. Believe me, by the time you get to capital T, they'll be going crazy.
Now, son, now! Suck hard now on Mommy's clit! Oh, fuck! I'm coming! Bill, he's making me come! Our son's making his mommy and your wife's cunt come! Don't forget the fingers! Fuck your fingers into Mommy, too! 1, 2, 3, maybe 4. I don't care. Just ram in everything into my fuckhole that you can. Oh my God, my cunt was coming like a freaking fountain. And cum and cunt juice was flowing out of my snatch. And my filthy son was licking up every drop.
When I stopped coming, I pulled my son's face up to my mouth and I kissed him full on the lips and I licked his face clean. I love the taste of my cunt juice on someone's mouth. Anyone's mouth. Then Jenny turned to her daddy and said,
Wow, Mommy really loved that. Would you do that to me too, please, Daddy?
I doubt she needed to add the please part because Bill was already spreading her thighs and exposing her sweet young snatch. Bill said to her daughter,
Just remember what Mom did. Tell me what you like, okay?
Bill is an expert cunt eater. I've tutored him for years on how to eat cunt, and he's no dumbass when it comes to pleasing my gash. In no time at all, she was begging her daddy to never stop eating her young cunt. She came all over hubby's face like the expert he is. He never stopped licking until she was satisfied. Bill's cock was hard as a rock now, pry bar hard, and he said to me,
I want to fuck her. Do you mind if I fuck her, honey, while our box is all wet and juicy and ready for a hard cock?
Of course I didn't mind. How could I? I was about to fuck our son. So hubby fucking our daughter seemed only fair. As Bill got between our daughter's legs, I spit on his prick to add just a little bit of extra lube, and I gave her cunt a sloppy spit kiss. Then I held her cunt lips wide open and I guided his big prick into our young teenage daughter's cunt.
Holy fuck, your cunt is so fucking tight, hubby told Jenny. It's the tightest cunt I've ever had my prick in. I'm balls deep in your fuckhole and I love my balls slapping on your taint.
And Jenny said to her dad,
You say really dirty words, Daddy. I like it. Can I say the dirty fuck words as well?
Yes, please, daughter, talk dirty to your daddy.
And Bill said, and as Jenny wrapped her little legs around her daddy's back, she begged him to fuck her harder.
Oh, please, Daddy, your cock feels so big in my little tiny cunt. Please, Daddy, my cunt loves your cock. I can feel it filling up my tiny fuckhole. Keep fucking me, Daddy. I want you to unload your cum deep in my fuck chute. Fill your baby's snatch with your spunk, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, you're making your little girl feel so good. I'm coming, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Daddy, please drop your load in my gash.
And Bill did.
He unloaded deep inside her young cunt as her muscles milked every drop from his prick, filling up her little cunt hole, and pretty soon his excess spunk flowed out of her snatch and onto the bed sheets.
Your turn, son. Mount your mommy and drive that hard young cock deep into mommy's fuck hole. Fuck me like I know you want to.
And boy, did he. He plowed his thick meat into my sloppy snatch so fucking hard and deep, I knew I wasn't going to last long. But that was okay. I was fucking aroused from watching my daughter getting fucked by her daddy. I was also ready to come. I was on my back, and my son balls deep in my slutty cunt. And my hubby and daughter were both sucking on my tits and biting the nipples. I came. Jesus, did I come. And it was one of the best ever. It felt so good. And then my son said, I'm gonna come. And he went to pull out, but I told him, no, come in my cunt. Come in mommy's cunt. I want your jizz deep in my fuck hole. Never pull out when you fuck me, son. And I used my muscles in my cunt to milk the spunk from his cock, and I felt him shudder as he filled my cunt with his jizz. As the four of us lay on the bed, spent, cocks now soft and cunt full of cum, Jenny said she was going to the bathroom to clean her daddy's spunk from her gash.
But Bill said, don't bother.
What he wanted was to watch her mother, me, do it. He said to me,
you should show her how to clean up a freshly fucked cunt, just like your sister showed you.
That created new interest in our children.
Wow, they both said. We want to hear all about that. Please, Mom, tell us about you and your sister.
I decided that since dumbass had mentioned it, I'd have to. But that's for later. Right now, I'm putting my mouth on my daughter's cum-filled cunt, getting ready to clean up hubby's mess and to show Jenny how to clean up a fuckhole full of cum. I needed her to learn because once I have her snatch clean, she's going to return the favor. She will suck my son's spunk out of my filthy fucking cunt. And then, who knows, maybe we'll be ready for round two. I would really like to watch my son fuck our daughter and eat her cunt.